Good morning. This is Mark Gould with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October the 5th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 3¾ cents at 679¼. December wheat down 6¼ cents at 896¾. And November beans down 10½ cents at 1373. The grains are continuing to do what they've done all week here, which is basically follow the outside markets. The dollar is currently up 113 ticks back over 111. The Dow Jones looks to open up about 345 points lower. So I think that in itself is going to put some pressure on the grains. Now, the crude oil is up 56 cents, but it's about 60 off its highs right now. So, you know, I think the Dow Jones being lower and the dollar being higher will probably have the biggest effect on the grains here this morning. Now, StoneX came out with their October estimates, 173.9 bushels to the acre for corn. That's up from 172.5, so a 1.4 bushel increase. That's pretty big increase. But the beans were lowered half a bushel to 51.3, down from 51.8. The USDA right now is at 50.5, so it's higher than that. But at any rate, we didn't see any new exports here this morning. I still think exports are, you know, prime concern moving forward. Harvest, you know, is going full swing out here. We should see some harvest pressure on a daily basis. And then a little bit heavier pre-harvest pressure on Friday afternoons. We'll have the WASDE day next week. One would think with the cuts in wheat production and corn production that we would see smaller supply and demand numbers. And I think that's reasonable. I also think that we'd see a higher bean carryout with the beans coming up with an extra 38 million bushels that the market wasn't counting on. So today, you know, I think it's a day where we give back some of the gains over the last couple of days. Unless something really happens with the outside markets to change all this, I just think that we'll be under fairly steady pressure. I don't see the funds really wanting to get too involved out here. There are already plenty long corn, 234,000 contracts of corn. They're long 86,000 beans, 85 meal, 77 oil. So I'm just not sure that as we head into the real brunt of harvest over the next 2 or 3 weeks, that the funds are going to want to, you know, add considerably to their long positions out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.